Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Monish Prabhai manages $855 million, including 25 stocks in a secret mutual fund, Wagon Funds. In this video, we're covering his 10 biggest positions, starting with Spirit Airlines. At the start of 2024, Spirit Airlines made up 3.3% of the portfolio. But after a seemingly failed merger with airline JetBlue, its shares have tanked. Today, Spirit is a $500 million discount airline that trades just above its 52-week lows. At the beginning of 2024, it was trading for at least $16, so Monish is down big on this one. While Spirit's management has published some potentially concerning signs about the company's profitability, it still looks like, based on the numbers, a DCF gives a huge upside. This is a $17.40 fair value based on a DCF. Monish Prabhai is a highly regarded value investor who became personal friends with Charlie Munger after bidding for and winning a charity lunch with Warren Buffett alongside fellow value investor Guy Spier. Now Prabhai has a secret mutual fund. It's called the Prabhai Wagons Fund, which trades under stock tickers WGNIX and WAGNX. The fund was launched September 29, 2023, and today looks like it's invested in 25 companies worldwide. The name comes from circling the wagons around great long-term investments. This echoes Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger's long-term investing principles at Berkshire Hathaway. Wagons Fund is pretty simple. It has three key principles. Number one, don't cut the flowers and water the weeds. Hold on to great businesses for dear life. Number two, don't pay fancy prices for great businesses. And number three, focus on great businesses with great people and long runways. You want wide moats and a proven ability to reinvest capital without using gimmicks or too much leverage. Since starting, the fund has gained a lot, but it's still trailed the S&P 500, although neither of these performances are likely to continue. Next, also at 3.3% of the portfolio, we have Constellation Software. Constellation is a $60 billion Canadian holding company that buys vertical market software businesses. Throughout its history, it's been a huge compounder. Its founder, Mark Leonard, is among the best capital allocators of any CEO. Today, Guru Focus gives a fair value for Constellation that's right at about its current stock price. It looks like the business is pretty fairly valued on this measure. That's roughly the same when we perform a DCF analysis, and it looks like Constellation is just slightly ahead of its median price-to-sales ratio. Next, at number 8, we have Microsoft. This $3 trillion tech giant is one of the biggest companies in the world, and it makes up 3.3% of the portfolio. Microsoft's trading pretty close to its all-time highs. Even at this stage, it looks like the numbers are supporting this wide moat business, giving it just around a 2% upside, saying Microsoft's pretty close to its fair value. Analysts are a bit more bullish on the business, with a $486 price target giving a 15% upside. At number 7, we have Arch Resources. Arch Resources makes up 4.1% of the portfolio in the Prabhai Wagons Fund. Arch Resources is a $3 billion met and coking coal company that's been cash flowing like crazy recently. The company trades $20 off of its 52-week highs. Monish is investing into this business alongside a broader basket bet into the coal industry. In a recent podcast, he revealed nearly 25% of his current assets are invested into coal stocks. Today, a DCF analysis puts Arch Resources' fair value pretty close to its 52-week high. This comes in at $184 per share, giving it a 13% upside. Things are about to get really interesting as we keep going through the portfolio. Monish Prabhai is seriously invested in some contrarian stock picks. Warrior Met Coal is the sixth largest position, and it makes up 4.4% of the fund. Warrior Met Coal stock ticker HCC is another $3 billion met coal company that trades pretty close to its 52-week highs. It again is part of that broader basket bet into coal stocks. It's another coal company that's been cash flowing like crazy in recent years. The numbers look like there's a slight 8% upside, giving it a $64 current fair value based on a DCF. Now we're cracking the top half of his portfolio in the number 5 spot. This is the first of his Turkish investments. At 7.7% of the Pabrai Wagons Fund, we have TAV Airport Holdings. TAV is a $2 billion Turkish company that manages airports and also owns one international airport outright in Kazakhstan. Since the start of 2024, TAV has had a huge run-up in its share price in Turkey. Still today, it trades at a price of 169 Turkish lira with a fair value of 219 Turkish lira. So it looks like the company still has room to go, around 23% till it gets to its fair value. They purchased that Kazakh airport during COVID, and since then things have really taken off as international travel has rebounded, especially in Turkey. At number 4, we have another coal holding. Alpha Metallurgical Resources comes in at 8.5% of the portfolio. AMR is a $4 billion met coal company that trades around $100 below its 52-week high after it had a huge run-up to start 2024. This is a possible share cannibal. They've been buying back their shares like crazy, cutting their dividend and using all of their free cash flows to buy back shares. The numbers suggest AMR is around fairly valued, with a $315 current fair value based on a DCF. In the third spot of the portfolio, at 9.2%, we have Consol Energy. Consol Energy is Pabrai's final coal stock. It's a $2.5 billion business that trades in between its 52-week high and low. Pabrai's a self-proclaimed shameless cloner, and he cloned the investment idea for Consol Energy from David Einhorn. Einhorn, an investor who was once in the running to take over for Warren Buffett, has been in and out of Consol Energy over the years. Overall, it seems like he's made a ton of money in the business, especially recently. With the second biggest position in his portfolio, we have Anadolu Efes. This comes in at 9.7%. Anadolu Efes is the largest beer brewer and distributor in Turkey. It also has rights to distribute beverages in companies outside of Turkey. This is a key theme we're seeing in Pabrai's Turkish investments. They all have major operations in Turkey, but they all have major operations in neighboring countries as well. Today, the company trades at 146 Turkish lira, and it looks like a fair value is around 111 Turkish lira, implying a slight downside for the business. Still, that run-up has been pretty lumpy overall, and as the economic situation in Turkey may turn around, things may look a little better on some of these other valuations. Based on the company's projected free cash flow and how they've traded compared to their past numbers, it actually looks like the company may be undervalued. A Peter Lynch value certainly seems to suggest that as well. If you want an even faster way to screen, check this out. Get investing research that actually works. Our process beats the market. It's backed by real portfolios and grounded in principles from value investors Warren Buffett and Peter Lynch. Our proprietary fair value tool quickly values companies to help you filter stocks. Join our exclusive investing community and submit requests tailored to your investing goals. The cost? Just $1.21 per day. That's less than a coffee. Yet this small investment in your financial future can lead to gains that translate to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars more in your pocket. If you need a new investing tool and aren't using this, you're already paying for it. Start a 7-day free trial now. Now it's time for the big reveal. The number one spot in the Pabrai Wagons Fund portfolio. This makes up a full 10% of the Wagons Fund. Anadolu Efes has joint control over Coca-Cola İçecek. This is Turkey's Coca-Cola bottler, which also has rights to Pakistan, Central Asia, and the Middle East. Pabrai has been pretty open about the investment thesis for this company as well. He's talked about it on many podcasts in the past couple of years. Like Anadolu Efes, its controlling shareholder, Coca-Cola İçecek has had a huge run-up in recent years. The company trades at 568 Turkish lira, and Guru Focus gives it a 467 fair value. It looks like this one may be slightly above its fair value, but this is just one way of valuing the company. A very similar story to its controlling shareholder. This looks like it's a huge steal compared to its Peter Lynch value, which comes in at nearly 2,000 Turkish lira. That's around 4 times its current value, though it is out above these other valuations for the company. Please keep in mind this analysis is not financial or investment advice. This is not a buy or sell recommendation of any security. If you're interested in learning more about the fund, you can do so on WagonsFund.com, or you can buy shares from Interactive Brokers, Vanguard, or Pershing. So what are your thoughts on PreBRY Wagons Fund? Let me know in the comments below.